Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Well, of course, this man had a wonderful career as an NRL player, playing 160-plus games before he moved on to be an NRL coach, where he won a premiership with the North Queensland Cowboys. He's an old mate of the show, and he joins us now. Paul Green, welcome to the Sunday Sinbin.
Thanks, boys. How are you going?
Fantastic, mate. Talk us through it. What's going on in camp right now?
Well, actually, as we speak, staff and I are just going for a nice little walk along the beach down the Gold Coast. Not on the beach, on the path, I should say.
Beautiful.
And exercise.
How do you rate the preparation to date, Greeny? Are you happy with everything? How are the injured blokes coming along?
Yeah, no, I've been pretty happy with how it's all gone. A couple of little hiccups here and there, but nothing too major. So, it's all been pretty good so far.
What's the latest with Dane Gagai? And he's got tonsillitis, is that right?
Yeah, he got tonsillitis. So he came down with that a couple of days ago. So we felt it was best, to give him a rest, get some antibiotics into him, and he should be right.
Greeny, how have you found the preparation different to lead into this Origin series compared to coaching the NRL sides?
It's a little bit more shorter term thinking, if that makes sense. Like, you're not trying to develop a team game or individual players over sort of 26 rounds. You just got to try and get it right for at least two out of the three games. So you got players from all different clubs, obviously. So, early in the camp, it's about getting everyone together and getting them on the same page with what's going to be important for our game, and then executing that.
It's a wonderful, it's a great stage for you here, Greeny, because you've had a great career yourself as a player. You've won a premiership as a coach. Now, if you can tick off an Origin Series win as a head coach, mate, you've just about done it all.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Obviously getting the game, the first game back in Townsville would be also another nice little bonus for us as well. So, I was lucky enough to play some Origin games. So to be able to, coach in that area too, I'm really chuffed about it.
Greeny, there was a little bit of surprise when you opted to release Reid Marnie back for club duties. Does that mean that in all likelihood Harry Grant will have to play 80 minutes? Or?
Well, we'll see how the game pans out for Harry. But given Harry hadn't played and he's coming in with an injury, a hamstring issue, we hadn't seen him. All reports he was going well. So we just brought Reid in as a bit of insurance there just to make sure Harry did come up how he expected, and he has. So that was the reason why Reid, and the other reason was, Reid's not too far away either. So, we'd give him a bit of a taste of what camp's like, and if he happens to get a run through the series, it's not all new to him. He knows what to expect.
Greeny, what about blokes like, you got Big Tino there, you got David Fifita there, so everybody knows what they are capable of, but we don't want to forget how young they still are as players. Do you have to take that on board? How do you treat blokes like that in camp?
Well, you don't treat them any differently. They're great players in their own right. They are young, so you just got to keep that in mind. And whilst they've played Origin, it's still relatively new for them. But again, it's just about creating a good, comfortable environment for them where everyone can, as I said, feel comfortable and be themselves and bring out the best.
What about the controlling your big boys before the one on Wednesday night? There was a bit of a battle between Tino and Payne Haas last year. They'll be quite excited to lock horns again this Wednesday.
Yeah, look, that's part of Origin, isn't it? I think everyone likes and looks forward to those one-on-one battles, particularly between the big men. So, if that happens, it happens.
Greeny, have you sought out some clarity or clarification from the NRL or the match officials in relation to... There's obviously been a lot of headlines about the current crackdown. Have you spoken to anybody at head office or the referees about how it will unfold Wednesday?
No, I haven't. I haven't yet. There's nothing, planned at this stage. But I've seen there's been plenty of commentary around the fact that it'll be refed the same way. But I think you'd hate to see in Origin a team with 11 or for a period of time. You got the best players playing, and a game could pretty quickly get away from another team if they're down to 11. So you'd hate to see that decide a game or a series. The players have been playing under those conditions now for a few weeks. So I think they're better you know, they're used to it, if that's the best way to put it now. I think there's been less sin bins the last couple of weeks, so you know, I think it's sort of stabilising a little bit, if that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, it does seem as though it's evening out. But will you speak to the group in the lead-up, and will you mention that? Or?
Well, I mean, of course you don't want to cost your team, but one of the points that I've always said is that we don't coach them to hit them in the head. Why should we start coaching them to not hit them in the head? I think, you know, the game moves pretty quickly, and at different times, you know, incidental contact may happen, given the nature of how the game's going, and particularly Origins are a bit quicker. So it's not, you know, as I said, I don't know whether I can change too many people's techniques in, you know, a couple of sessions. So, as I said, it's just more an awareness thing, and, you know, you don't want to cost your team.
What about New South Wales, Greeny? Is there any things you've highlighted where they'd be beatable?
No. They're a very strong team. Unbeatable, in fact.
I love it. Yes, well, mate, but what about, I imagine, Greeny, that toward the end there, you know, club coaching would have got pretty stressful for you. So you move away from that NRL arena, now you do the Origin thing. Is there still the desire there to go back into club land?
Oh, look, I'd say so. You know, that is the kind of the ultimate challenge, I suppose, you know, winning premierships and coaching at club level. But for now, I'm really happy coaching Origin. You know, I've really enjoyed the camp. I'm loving what I'm doing. So for now, that's just what I'm focused on, is to make sure I do a good job there.
Greeny, I've got to hit you with a hard one. We know Alan Lang is always a huge part of Queensland State of Origin camp. Has he had a birthday in camp this time around?
He hasn't, but a couple of other blokes have.
Who has?
They definitely regretted having their birthdays.
Who has had a birthday?
It doesn't matter if it was their birthday or not. Once Alf picks on them, that's it for them. It's all over.
Well, I tell you what, Greeny, before we let you go, old mate, we just hope and pray that poor old Dane Gagai with that tonsillitis is okay and everything's right to go on Wednesday night, and we'll call the game on Triple M.
He should be, but what's an Origin series without a bit of drama along the way?
Exactly. Good on you, Greeny.
Thanks, boys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.